Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks. I'm really glad you joined me this afternoon. I have a lot I want to talk to you about. And last weekend, I was telling my Saturday morning audience here in Oklahoma City area that I also do this show here. And I was telling them that at the last Saturday of every month, except for November and December, I give a talk at a little health food store, a really great little health food store here in Oklahoma City. And I give a talk, and I cover a different health subject. It may be heart disease 1 month. It may be joint pain or pain and inflammation in general. It may be lung problems, which I don't think I've done just that. I think I will do that. But last weekend I did Alzheimer's and dementia. Also taught them a few tricks, how to look younger in 30 days. And now that I'm 70 years old, those kind of things, when I see something on TV, I go, okay, what are they doing there? You know, part of the problem why we look older, before I get into talking to you about Alzheimer's and dementia, which I'm going to in just a moment, part of the reason we look older is, of course, the breakdown of collagen, and now they sell collagen-based products and you protein powders that are taken from beef and the collagen, which helps build up the collagen. But most people take it because they want to keep their joints less inflamed, more flexible, and everything else. And it does work that way. But fish oil brings down the inflammation in your skin. I've talked about that before, how Dr. Perricone could make someone look 10 years younger in 2 weeks by giving them high levels, eaten a whole lot of salmon and mackerel, which most people eating that 3 times a day after a little while go, okay, I've had enough of this. So the simple thing to do is take something like Noric Naturals and take 2 or 3 of the Ultimate a day, maybe 4. That you'd be even healthier if you did that. And you'll start seeing it in your skin, but every place else. Another thing that works on that is black seed oil. Black seed oil makes you younger from the inside out. And you can put it on your skin, it makes you from the outside in. And so black seed oil, a lot of companies are producing it. The best one out there, they sold out so quickly they had to quadruple their production, and that's Fox Legacy. They have a real powerful one. I take it every morning, and I love the way it works in the body. It is a phenomenal product. I mean, great for your gut, your joints, your memory. Oh, I'm trying to think of all the different things. Wonderful for the heart. In fact, black seed oil has an ingredient in it that's very close to CoQ10. But a friend of mine had wrote me a couple days ago, and he was listening to Dr. Becker. And Dr. Becker said, black seed oil and oregano oil are both really powerful. They're both equal in their benefits to the body. And oregano oil, especially the oregano P73, is very powerful. And some of the oregano oil is useless, but the P73 is not. I mean, it's great if to have around the house if you're starting to feel sick, or to use from now on every so often to kill the bacteria and virus in the body. Just burns it up. Fantastic product. But I told him, no, Dr. Becker is not telling you quite right. Black seed oil is far broader. It also works on parasites and bacteria and fungus, and fantastic for anyone that has Crohn's disease or irritable bowel, any kind of digestive problem. But it's much broader in its approach to the body. It benefits the body in so many different ways. So I'm using the Fox Legacy products. I've also used the ones from North America Urban Spice. They're black seed oil. But I like the Fox Legacy also because it has a olive leaf and olive oil in there, and then it has certain antioxidants that are set up in such a way that the XDS technology takes it right into the cells, right into the cells, and that makes a world of difference, really makes a difference. So that's something I'm going to be doing a lot more shows about it, but I wasn't doing shows right now on it because of the Well, I was going to say, because they had to up the production because they sold out real quick. Now they're going to be able to keep up the demand, they think. But it is a phenomenal product. I mean, I'm hearing stories and I go, how is that possible? I mean, I know physiology. I know how the body reacts to things. I've seen things for now 22 years on the radio and about 4 years before that, being a spokesman for nutritional companies. And I've never seen anything do this. But when you get the mitochondria energized and working the way it's supposed to, that's a game changer. And I don't mean that lightly. That's a game changer. That is what's going to keep you young and healthy and sharp. You know, a friend of mine, Dr. McDay, that you hear on the show, I was taking some classes with some people that he was teaching. It's really fun to be with a group of people, except I talk too much. They don't like it. I have always have a thousand questions to bounce off people that I think know what they're talking about. And so Dr. McDay listens to my talk I give every Saturday morning, and we'll notify you here. We'll play the ad to let you know what the phone number is. But I give every Saturday morning, except for the last Saturday of the month, I'm one of the speakers for Fox Legacy. And I'm listening as much as I'm speaking because people are blowing my socks off with stories they're telling. But anyway, Dr. McDay listens in. And so in his class, he said, what is the real cause of diabetes? What is a real cause? And I went, well, the receptor sites on the cell, you got 2,400 receptor sites. And as you start eating too much sugar and carbs, the body gets rid of that. When you get down to 400 to 600 receptor sites, you're diabetic and the body can't handle sugar. And he said, yeah. He said, that's right. But that's not the answer I'm looking for. He said, it's mitochondria dysfunction. I went, I've been saying that on every Saturday, and I didn't even say what I've been telling people. But you caught me in my own game, I guess. But I've seen blood sugar with people that get their mitochondria functioning, that go from 11.5 A1C down, in one case, down to 5.4. I think it was 11 that went to 5.4, and 11.5 was still eating terrible, went down to about the 7.3. That's amazing, folks, and that's when the mitochondria works. Folks, we'll be right back. We've got a lot more to talk to you about. There's a new life-changing technology that I'm really excited about for people that have been under chronic pain for 6 months or longer, and it's FDA-approved, insurance pays for it, doesn't require drugs. It's phenomenal. And I'm not going to name the name right here, but they're looking for doctors as well in this area. So if you go to dsolloway, dsollowaye21 at gmail.com and put in the subject line, pain relief, and I will get back to you and tell you about this new technology. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. Welcome back, folks. If you just tuned in, this is Dan's Health Talks. And I want to mention, I was just talking about a number of different things, talking about how important Nordic Naturals fish oil is for keeping the heart powerful and the brain functioning. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. And how to look younger. Literally, you'll see it in your skin. but also about black seed oil, how that'll make you younger and healthier from the inside out and from the outside in. Both of those are phenomenal in that regard. If you do a high enough dose, you can't do just a little dose and say, oh, I don't know if it did anything. So I always recommend on Nordic Naturals Ultimate to take three of those, maybe four a day. Four would be probably ideal, but it may be a little expensive. Even two a day is going to make a difference. In fact, I believe it was UCLA that said if you take high dosages of omega-3 oil, which is EPA, DHA, and DHA is the more important one, unlike that medical one that's on the market, DHA is a more important one, you'll put the brakes on Alzheimer's, is what UCLA said back in 97. No, it wasn't 97. It was much later than that. It might have been 2007. But they did their research, and they said, yeah, it really does affect. Olive oil also has a very powerful effect, especially on the cardiovascular system. And Alzheimer's, when they do autopsies on them, that's the only way you can tell the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's, is you have to operate on the brain, look and say, is there plaque buildup? Is there the curling up of the synapses so they can't connect anymore? And that's what they're looking for. And they notice where the vascular development, where the capillaries in the brain have broken down and the nutrition can't get it to it, that's where the Alzheimer's is starting. And they call Alzheimer's the third form of diabetes. Why is that? Well, your brain barrier is very, very smart on what it let in, won't let in. It really limits what we get in. It likes vitamin C. The brain has 14 times more vitamin C than the rest of the body, because all that energetic energy, running those neurons. I think the brain, usually the brain weighs about 3 pounds, and unless you got a big head, weighs about 3 pounds, and it uses 20% of your energy. Well, it needs a whole lot of vitamin C to stop the oxidation. All that firing going on can create a lot of free radicals. And so it uses vitamin C at a very, very high rate. So taking buffered vitamin C is always important in a lot of different ways for the lining of the blood vessels, but also to protect the brain. And that's one of the reasons you take that. Buffered vitamin C. Remember, I said buffered. And so that will have magnesium or calcium or one of the minerals, sometimes sodium, as a buffer. Now, the omega-3 oil is going to, the DHA is actually going to be part of the brain. And the EPA and DHA together is going to calm the brain. There's other things that cause it. Phosphatidylserine, very calming and really improves memory. But what improves it even more so is glycosylcholine or alpha-glycosylcholine. When I was first turned on to that, I used to have Doctors Best as one of my sponsors. And them and Life Extension were the first people I see start using that. And so I got some from Doctors Best. And, boy, I could tell, I think the first time I took it. But it really improved my memory and made it work much quicker and very, very noticeable. So I always recommend that. And then also you got to look at the blood sugar. If you have elevated blood sugar, you need to get that in control. And the first thing you need to do to get that under control is to stop eating all the sugar and starch. There's so many nice substitutes out there that are low in the glycemic index. And if you don't know what the glycemic index is, some smart nutritionist, it was a lady, that said, hey, we were telling everyone, like Dr. Prenican, if it's a complex carbohydrate, you have to break down slower so you can eat that, but you don't want to eat fruit because that will break down too quick. Well, they actually took the different foods. They actually took the different foods, and then they said, where's the blood sugar? After they eat this food, where is it at? They eat an orange, where is it at? If they eat a Granny Smith apple, where is it at? If they eat a potato, where is it at? What happens if we mash that potato? Where is it at? They eat it with butter, where is it at? If they eat a piece of bread, if it's white bread, if it's wheat bread, where is it at? If they have cereal and they went through the different foods and measured those, how quickly it jumped the blood sugar. And the higher the spike, the more dangerous it is for you because it also is going to go too low and it's going to cause the brain to panic. And so it exhausts your pancreas and it just causes havoc in the body. So some of the things that Prenican was originally saying were wrong. We thought when that diet first came out, I think that was in the 80s, that you could eat bread, you could eat baked potatoes, and it wouldn't hurt you. Almost killed me, I think. Fortunately, I was running stadium stairs for an hour at a time and bicycling 35 miles after work. And so that probably offset some of that. That was back when I was also swimming a mile. I was doing a little triathlons on my own. And that offset all that sugar, but it is really harmful. Mashed potatoes affects your sugar. I mean, your blood sugar levels faster than white sugar does. And so do bread. I think white sugar, cane sugar, is about 67, or bread's about 74. Mashed potatoes getting close to 100 on the glycemic index. Orange juice is right up there at the top. And so is grape juice. Not healthy for you. I don't care what they make you think. It's not healthy for you. If I was a diabetic and going into a diabetic shock, I'd want someone to pour orange juice down my mouth, and that would bring you out of it because it'd spike your sugar. And, of course, grape juice, not grapefruit juice, but grape juice, would work the same way. It'd be a quick spike. And so diabetics probably already know this, but I was just pointing that out to the person that doesn't, who thinks it's healthy for them to be drinking a lot of orange juice because of the vitamin C content. Vitamin C is important. There's other ways of getting that. I take supplements for vitamin C, but something else that's really helpful, and in fact, it saved these sailors back many, many years ago that went into Canada. I think it was maybe in the 1500s. I'm trying to remember when it took place. But what happened, they were dying of scurvy, and the Indians took pine bark and made a tea out of it and gave it to them, and that saved them. It worked. It had the same benefits of vitamin C in the way it protected the blood vessels. But now they're finding out it helps on cancer-resistant chemotherapy. I take OPCs, which is can come from grape seed. Some people say grape seed's more powerful. I haven't found that to be true. Some people take pycnogenol, but pine bark is the same thing as pycnogenol, but you're not paying for the brand name of pycnogenol. And so I take pine bark, and pine bark also protects the capillaries and blood vessels. And in fact, they sometimes put it in toothpaste along with CoQ10 for people that have bleeding gums. But the pine bark OPC will cause the arteries to do a better job at releasing nitric oxide. So when I'm taking products for nitric oxide, like fermented beet powder or arginine-based tablets, supplements, I like to take it with pine bark because it shows that the increase is significantly higher and lasts longer. So that's another side benefit. So it's great for the heart, great for the capillaries, but great for the blood vessels all the way through. So be aware of that. Add that to your regimen. Or sometimes you're taking supplements that have that in it. Realize that's very powerful and very potent thing to do is to always be taken either in the grape seed form or in the pine bark or pycnogenol form. And again, my personal preference and what I had noticed is in the pine bark form. But vitamin C, you want to take vitamin C. When you look at it, if you're buying a jar of vitamin C, you look to see if it says buffered, not just ascorbic acid. If it's buffered with magnesium, calcium, or sodium, and I think magnesium is my preference. And then see if it has bioflavonoids in it, rutin, and may have, and pine bark is a bioflavonoid, but see if it has bioflavonoids in there. Those also keep the lining of your arteries strong. Now, one of the inexpensive but very powerful thing you can do for yourself is take a whole lemon, throw away the little ends, chop it up, throw it in a blender with maybe add 8 ounces of water, and add some stevia, so it's more like lemonade, then use it in a big straw. Like if I went to the 7-Eleven and picked up some flushy straws, I want the pulp. That white lining inside the lemon or inside the orange is bioflavonoids. And that's a good, or let's say it's a source of bioflavonoids. And the oil in the lemon is D-lemony, and that D-lemony is anti-cancer. So you want the whole thing. And lemon juice will alkalize your body, where orange juice will make your body more acidic. Since lemon juice is not high in sugar, it's the sugar that makes your body acidic and changes the pH. And when you lower the pH, you're more likely to get cancer than you are if your pH is in a normal level or a little bit higher. Now, let's get back to Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's, there's a lot of different sources. But when I was talking about the blood sugar being the third level, third form of diabetes being Alzheimer's, because of and dementia, because of the blood sugar problem, and that they now use coconut oil or MCT oil or BHB, which comes from MCT oil, to increase ketones, because ketones is the second energy source for the brain and the heart. And so they use that to supply energy to the brain when the body, or let's say the brain barrier, has shut off the amount of sugar it will let through. And now it causes the brain to turn down because it needs sugar to function. And instead of stealing it from your muscles or taking it from protein, like you would in a low-carb diet, which gives you slow, continuous energy, which is the way I finally decided I prefer. You also add either coconut oil and cook with it. Use it where you can, where you might use butter. And there's nothing wrong with real butter. There's a whole lot wrong with margarine. Margarine will really destructive to the cells and to the heart. But nothing wrong with butter. And so you can use butter too, but if you use coconut oil or just go straight to the MCT oil, and I use it when I want sort of a really thin oil to mix with some stuff, that will create the ketones that your brain wants for energy and your heart wants. The heart loves it, and so does the brain. So it's good that way and may actually help you lose weight. A lot of people buy it for that purpose. So be aware of that energy source. But because blood sugar is such an issue, walking every day or almost every day, 5 days a week, for 30 minutes of vigorous walk will do wonders for blood sugar and really help pull that down because it'll be eating that up as the muscles need that energy. And so there's a direct relationship between exercise and avoiding memory problems as you age. It's a significant difference. So if you exercise, whether it's swimming, walking, riding a bicycle, any of those kind of activities for 30 minutes at a vigorous level, you're really going to stop yourself from having some of the damage and effect of too much blood sugar, which can be the loss of eyesight, a limb, or Alzheimer's, or heart disease, or stroke, or obviously obesity. Folks, we'll be right back. Remember this number. 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple of years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it.
Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life.
Welcome back, folks. It's Dan's Health Talk. So I want to mention to you that Stu Tomp, you've heard me interview him. I think I'm going to bring him on in just a few minutes. But when I'm talking about Alzheimer's, CBD oil lights up all the receptor sites in the brain. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of receptor site for CB1 and CB2. And when it lights that up, it balances out the brain and gets that immune system functioning better, and that immune system cleans up the brain and helps stop the plaque from building up, and does that every night. And a good night's sleep, as I said earlier, is one of the most important things. And again, that's one of the reasons I take Invigorous every night. I've added something else to my Invigorous routine. I picked up these little homeopathic tablets called Moon Drops, rather inexpensive. I take 1 or 2 of those at night along with my Invigorous, and I really like that. It's added another depth to the quality of my sleep. So you utilize things to make you sleep. You utilize things to increase your circulation. You add exercise. CBD oil is going to be known also. I mean, we already know that it can help with epilepsy and depression and a number of other things. But we'll soon be seeing that it's will be associated with people. As this becomes more prevalent in the society, they'll say, well, these people that take CBD oil every day have a much smaller percentage of Alzheimer's and dementia. And that would be a common deal. And so I would recommend that along with what I recommended earlier with fish oil and the Fox product and different things. In fact, I think Fox, well, I won't say that. I don't want to get ahead of what's going on yet. Now, something you'll hear me talking about probably next week, and I'm very excited about this, and I can't say too much. I have to be careful the way I do it because it's an FDA-approved product. But what if I told you, and I'm not going to say what the name of it is even right now. I'll let the doctor explain it. But what if I told you there's a way to stimulate the body to release endorphins? So people that have been under chronic pain and can't get relief now be able to get relief. That is amazing. It's truly amazing. And it does it in a very mild, invasive way. In other words, there's no major operation or anything else. It's a very simple little thing to do, but it's the insurance pays for it. I know Medicare pays for it, and I assume the regular insurance pays for it as well. And if a person has been under chronic pain for 6 months and has tried other things to get rid of it and haven't been able to get rid of it, then the insurance will cover it in most cases. So I'm excited because we have an opioid epidemic. This can actually be used, I don't know if the insurance covers it this way, but it can actually be used to get people off opioids. But more importantly, it'll stop them from ever needing to get on it. And it's something they wear for 2 weeks, off a week, wear for 2 weeks, and then they don't wear it again for 8 months. The effect lasts that long. In some cases, they never need to do it again. It just resets the body, so it increases its tolerance. There's a lot of things that it's being used in other parts of the world. It looks like it may be something used for weight loss. because a lot of eating is because of low serotonin levels. We're trying to increase those, and we get pleasure out of food, so we're trying to lift those up. When you relax the body, so does the blood pressure. So there's some cases are using it. Again, I haven't told you what it is, but I want you to start listening for this show because I'm going to start getting into this more and more. And we're setting up doctors in the Oklahoma City area, and we got to set them up in other areas. So if a doctor's listening to my show, get a hold of me, and let me tell you how to get a hold of me. DSOLLOWAY 21 at Cox, not at Cox, I'm sorry, at gmail.com. D Soloway, so DSOLLOWAY 21 at gmail.com. Put in the subject line, radio listener, and then tell me what you're looking for. I'm going to tell you how to get a hold of the company. Whether you're a person that's been in chronic pain and hadn't been able to get relief, or whether you're a doctor that has a lot of patients that are dealing with chronic pain, get a hold of me and I'll put you in touch with the company. And then, and I may be able to put you in touch with a doctor in your area as these are getting lined up. And let's help people. Let's make a difference in their life. The people that are in chronic pain, I remember, I guess it was almost 10 years ago now. I got sciatica really bad, really bad. And it was like having a cramp run down from my hip all the way down to my ankle. And I couldn't sleep. I would get an hour of sleep or an hour and a half of sleep. Couldn't find relief from it. Finally found a masseuse that got me relief. But I literally almost killed myself in a car wreck because I fell asleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon driving by here in Oklahoma City, driving by Quail Springs Mall. And I hit this pylon, went up in the air, all four tires went off the ground, came back down. And thank heaven for the Chinese woman with a sharp elbow that knew how to release a piriformis muscle. But I know what pain's like. When I was young and I was playing football and I was into Olympic lifting, how much weight I can put over my head, I injured my lumbars. And they knotted up. When they x-rayed them, you can almost see my lumbars as dense as the bones, but the other muscles were faint. And I suffered for about 10 years trying to do my exercise equipment and did other kinds of therapy. I got really good at auto-hypnosis because of getting relief from the pain. But I don't have problems with it now. I still have to be careful, and I do exercise for it. I do Dr. Goodman's foundation training is one of the things I do for it. I teach my Hydrotone 3 days a week, and I do the exercise that he has, and it doesn't give me much of a problem. It's sometimes if I sleep wrong, it might. But I know what pain is. I know what it's like to be doubled up in the bed and under severe pain. So I'm so excited for this for people. This is going to be a world changer. We'll be right back, folks. I'm going to bring Stu on in just a few minutes. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. There's a new life-changing technology that I'm really excited about for people that have been under chronic pain for 6 months or longer, and it's FDA-approved, insurance pays for it, doesn't require drugs. It's phenomenal.
And I'm not going to name the name right here, but they're looking for doctors as well in this area. So if you go to dsolloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21 at gmail.com, and put in the subject line, pain relief, and I will get back to you and tell you about this new technology. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I have Stu Tomp with me. And when you want to hear something on Stu, it's either classified as CBD or it's classified with Stu on that. So you'll find the shows that I have Stu already up on my podcast group. So, Stu, we've been doing a series of shows talking about the study that came out in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine showing that, and 11 people, it's just a preliminary study, 11 people that were classified with a PTSD, which is pretty severe. You know, we're losing a lot of people to suicide and everything else. Very sad disease. And out of that 11 people, 10 of them had a significant improvement in their response to stress. They were, you know, the PTSD was, let's say, would be buffered to a degree because of the effect of cannabidiol. And now you have some more interesting things because it's also anti-inflammatory. So, Stu, thank you for being with us. Explain that.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Dan. And we're trying to thread a very fine and delicate needle here. And let me be very direct. Natural products don't treat PTSD. They're not alternatives to Valium or Ativan for treatment-resistant.
Oh, yeah, those things are so wonderful.
Well, they are. But I want everybody to know that the challenge we have here is that this molecule and the other molecules like it, these cannabinoids, they seem to be better and safer than a lot of those drugs. So we have a very fine needle to thread because we're not letting you down a primrose path where we're saying you can use this as a treatment.
I have a comment I'm going to make on that.
Please go ahead.
CBD is very, very, it's wonderful for the brain in many ways. Valium and some of these other things, it's not hard to beat them in the sense that as far as being good for you and over the long run not being effective. So.
Okay, that was good. But let's face it, Valium was the alternative to opioids, and for a while it was the most widely prescribed drug in America. And so what we're learning now is that there are other things other than hitting that one receptor. There are all these complex processes of communication in the brain. So rescuing brain cells, that's what we're learning, that if you take plus CBD oil over time, you're rescuing brain cells. So the reason we talk about PTSD first is because that's what you need to kind of show that there's a signal. Now, we're not going to be developing a drug for PTSD. We're more interested in a healthy stress response. So if our product works with people that have PTSD, and we can integrate our product with a healthy, what I'm calling pro-brain cell lifestyle. We've been living anti-brain cell lifestyles. I'm more interested now in pro-neurogenic modulators. And that's what our product is. It can rescue brain cells. So that's what I wanted to unpack today, how it can help you and exactly how it works.
Okay, pro-neurogenic lifestyle, is that how you're saying that?
Yeah, pro-neurogenic modulators. Everything you can do to modulate your life so that you're keeping your brain cells alive, because that's what counts. We make them all day long, but they're getting wiped out. So what are you doing to keep your brain cells alive, and what's that connection between your long-term changes in cognitive function? If you are frustrated all the time, you reach over and pull your shoelaces, bam, it snaps, you want to break in half, man, you need some help on the pro-neurogenic side. You've got some anti-neurogenic signals keeping you down, and I want to recontextualize the conversation.
Well, if you look at it, folks, you're probably a little bit like me. You get up in the morning, they turn on the news, and you go, oh, another college kid or another person here shot up the campus or did this or did that. You're starting to get a little bit numb to it because it's coming way too common, where it used to be very rare. Now, because of a really poor nutrition, when you deplete the body of B vitamins and omega-3 oils and all this stuff, the nervous system cannot tolerate it after a while. And then little things that shouldn't bother a person or they should be able to handle throws them off. And when a big thing happens, they just break. And so now we're looking at what can we do to get the brain healthy and balanced where it can handle stress and can be happy and peaceful, at least deal with life in a healthy way. So,
and you know what, Doc? You know this as well as anybody from your years of exercise physiology. Mm-hmm. It isn't that complicated. If you're moving around, eating a balanced diet, you're making brain cell to brain cell connections, the brain communication is healthy, and the gut diversity and microbiota diversity that communicates with the brain is all in accordance. Inflammation is down, cortisone levels are down, so you make a brain cell, and guess what? They make long connections. And I believe they get all interconnected, and that weaves the fabric of your experience. If you've got an unhealthy diet and you sit around, it kills the brain-derived nootropic factors in the brain connections. The brain communication gets just destroyed. Microbiota diversity, it's like they get like mustard gassed, right? And then you get all the right. Firmicutes. No, seriously.
No, they do. They do get destroyed. I just thought so the analogy of mustard gas in your gut was something. Now, seriously, folks, you don't actually get mustard gas. But inflammation in the gut, very interestingly, destroys the probiotics. And they're finding that the probiotics in the gut and the whole terrain within that communicates with the brain. That's why you have a gut instinct about things. You really do have that. And a lot of effects, I think, reflex from the gut to the body, causing a response without ever having to leave the gut. But the negative side of it, too. And so when the gut is under stress, it gets acidic. It gets an environment that is not conducive for probiotics to grow. But they actually do enemas with people with probiotics to make that more healthier. And they change heart disease, inflammation in the joints, dementia, all kinds of stuff. So Stu is now telling us that, hey, if you're taking a really good quality CBD oil, it will help bring that back into balance. Is that what you're saying, Stu?
Yes, 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 yes. It's part of the grand unified theory that includes...
you finally solved Einstein's theory. I'll be darned.
But it's not me. It's Ethan Rousseau. He called it GUT for the Grand Unified Theory, GUT. So, hey, I don't get the credit. I'm a node. I'm bringing you the information, okay? Here's what's so cool, what Dr. Dan just said. We now can measure if you have more Firmicutes versus Bactericides. The Firmicutes are the real, you know, putrefying kind of smellings from breaking down, you know, dead carrion and so forth, that ratio of those bacteria in the gut directly influence those long tendrils from these neurons that may or may not be living, that send these long runners all the way into your gut, into the vagus nerve. So that interface, that connection of gut microbiota diversity and endocannabinoid signaling with a feedback loop back up to the brain and the HPA access, you start to learn how interconnected this stuff truly is. It's cool stuff, right? Getting healthy gut diversity. Listen, getting healthy gut diversity and exercising, you stabilize your own endocannabinoid tone. So if you remember Jeff Bland 30 years ago from Metagenics, mm-hmm. before anyone was talking about the endocannabinoid system, he said if your gut is perfectly healthy, so is your central nervous system. You can't have a perfectly healthy gut and a whacked out central, at least in general, in theory.
Let me give him a little bit of
complexity to that.
Let me give him a little background on that. In front of your spine runs a nerve from your brain all the way down through called the vagus nerve. That goes out and measures stress throughout the body. They took laboratory animals and put them in water and had them swim till they almost drowned. Doing it with mice, no humans involved. But anyway, did it with mice. The ones, they cut the vagus nerve on some of those.
those did not die from the constant day in, day in of that stress test. But the ones that didn't did have their vagus nerve, the stress that was fed back to the brain that caused inflammation, the immune system to spread out cytokines and everything else, creating inflammation, destroyed the brain and the heart and the organs of the body, and they died of stress. But that vagus nerve, Stu's really onto something here, saying keeping the gut healthy, that vagus nerve is reading the inflammation within that gut. And if that's healthy, it makes the whole system feels healthy. But if it's not healthy, it stresses the whole body. So that's really, I like that you brought that up. I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
Oh, thank you. And then all the excess pours over to the extracellular matrix and all the fascia and the lymphatics, and that becomes a phase change. When there gets to be too much toxicity there, then you start growing gout crystals and arthritis crystals, and you start to see how this entire inflammatory cascade can get out of hand about a million ways from Sunday. So the goal is to try to increase the brain-derived nootropic factor, increase endocannabinoids, and the gut microbiota diversity. Here's the cool part. You don't need to take our product to do it. However, it would help. So here's for the gut. Use the raw formula, that red one. Dan, think of this, Doc. Oh. If it's only a small percent CBD, most of it's just green, dark, rich plant prebiotic food, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It is. So people have been using that for the gut because it's in the acid form. And that way it behaves differently. It works more in the periphery, and it helps with gut inflammation because that CBDA is different than CBD, and it also fits into the serotonin receptors in the gut. So if you're having digestive issues or gut motility issues, and you also want to feed the probiotics, you can also take it with Jerusalem artichokes and leeks and garlic and probiotics and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
However, run around and get a varied diet. That will rescue your brain cells and then balance the Firmicutes and the bactericides in the gut for global homeostatic balance. That's what we're trying to shoot for.
And if you're taking fermented food, which is one of the best ways to do this, true fermented food, not one that just has vinegar on the back, but it's been using distilled water and sea salt to ferment it. Or if you're taking probiotics, take it with fiber. Probiotics loves to eat fiber, and that's where it'll multiply. You should have 4 to 5 pounds of good probiotics, or 3 to 4 pounds of good gut, good, and 1 pound of bad. In our society, we're lucky to have a pound, a half pound, and the rest of it is inflammatory type of bacteria competing for the same receptor sites. You want to reverse that cycle to really be healthy. And so a detox program, intermittent fasting, waiting to about noon to 1 to eat, that's what I do, along with a ketogenic diet and a lot of good vegetables. You got to bring all that together, but also take advantage. And you're saying the red with that plus CBD red form by CV Sciences, you think may be better for the gut?
Well, yeah, if we're saying specifically for the gut microbiota diversity, when you think of what's in there, and it took me years to figure this out, it's a dark green paste. We have the seed and the shell, all those little, the stuff, the grossamide, the lignans that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's bitter, and we all are missing bitters. And that's part of how bitters work in the gut, is through the endocannabinoid system. We had really no idea. It has a lot of the beta-caryophyllene from black pepper, which is a CB2 agonist. And the CB2 receptor is what dampens the cytokine response and stimulates that fat burning through those autophagic processes that get turned on via the CB2 receptor. So for gut motility issues, I'm thinking it might be. Now, if you have central sensitization, you've got horrible pain, add the gold on top of the red. The hardest thing you and I will communicate, it'll take us 10 more years. The customer will know when she is free of physical distress or pain. It will either work or it won't. People are reporting that it's working for PTSD. It might work for anxiety and stress. Who knows, it's worth the shot. Like, that is hard to communicate. And that's why it's going to take years of education.
Stu, I really appreciate you being with me. And folks, you're going to learn more. And check this out. If you just caught part of it, check it out on iHeartRadio and look for the podcast under Dan's Health Talks. Thank you, Stu. I really appreciate it, buddy.
My pleasure.
I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family about it, because there's a lot of information you're going to find that can change their life and make their life happier and healthier and live longer. So share this information with them. Let them know when this show plays, and I'll be talking to you again next week.